Chapter 5, Preparation. You can never become a great man or woman until you have overcome anxiety, worry, and fear. It is impossible for an anxious person, a worried one, or a fearful one to perceive truth. All things are distorted and thrown out of their proper relations by such mental states. And those who are in them cannot understand what God wants from them. If you are poor, or if you are anxious about business or financial matters, you are recommended to carefully study the first volume of this series, The Science of Getting Rich, which we have already recorded for you as an audiobook. It presents a solution, no matter how large or how complicated problems of this nature may seem to be. There is no reason for worry about financial affairs. Every person who wills to do so may rise above his want, have all he needs, and become rich. The same source from which you propose to draw mental development and spiritual power is at your service for the supply of all your material wants. Study this truth until it is fixed in your thoughts and until anxiety is banished from your mind. Enter the certain way which leads to material riches. Again, if you are anxious or worried about your health, realize it is possible for you to attain perfect health so that you may have sufficient strength for all that you wish to do and more. God stands ready to give you wealth, mental and spiritual power, and perfect health. Perfect health is yours for the asking, if you will only obey the simple laws of life and live properly. Conquer ill health and cast out fear. But it is not enough to rise above financial and physical anxiety and worry. You must rise above moral evil doing as well. Sound your inner consciousness now for the motives which actuate you and make sure they are right. You must cast out lust and cease to be ruled by appetite. You must begin to govern your appetite. You must eat only to satisfy hunger, never for gluttonous pleasure. In all things, you must make the flesh obey the spirit. You must lay aside greed and have no unworthy motive in your desire to become rich and powerful. It is legitimate and right to desire riches if you want them for the sake of the soul, but not if you desire them for lusts of the flesh. Cast out pride and vanity. Have no thought of trying to rule over others or of outdoing them. This is a vital point. There is no temptation so insidious as the selfish desire to rule over others. Nothing so appeals to the average man or woman as to sit in the uppermost places at feasts and be respectfully saluted. To exercise some sort of control over others is the secret motive of every selfish person. The struggle for power over others is the battle of the competitive world, and you must rise above that world and its motives and aspirations and seek only for life. Cast out envy. You can have all that you want, and you need not envy any man what he has. Above all, see to it that you do not hold malice or enmity toward anyone. Lay aside all narrow personal ambition and determine to seek the highest good and be swayed by no unworthy selfishness. Go over all the foregoing and set these moral temptations out of your heart one by one. Determine to keep them out. Then resolve that you will not only abandon all evil thought, but that you will forsake all deeds, habits, and courses of action which do not commend themselves to your noblest ideals. This is of particular importance. Make this resolution with all the power of your soul. You are now ready for the next step towards greatness. Hi, Michelle Blood here again. Before we get into the next chapter, remember, this was written a long time ago, and Wallace D. Wattles definitely tapped in to the universal or infinite truth awareness. And remember, evil, and this is what is meant by evil, in actual fact, Aramaic, in the original Aramaic translation, we ended up putting evil in the Bible for some reason, but the original translation for that word that was done there actually means crazy thoughts. I found out about this from Reverend Michael Beckwith, and I love that. So what you're going to do is you're going to cast out crazy thoughts, and you know what crazy thoughts are. Anyway, so let's cast out those crazy thoughts, tap into more goodness and high thinking, because remember, the greatness in you is your soul. It is your soul evolving. It is spirit. It is God through you. And Wallace just wants us to get out of any sort of paradigm where we think that greatness is egotistical, but because we're not talking about that sort of greatness. We're talking about the greatness that floods through us as God's grace. So let's get into the next short but very important chapter.